Plants have life, mind, and souls, as well as have the animals, man and Superman. The plane of elemental mind B, in its 7 subdivisions, comprises the states and conditions of a higher form of elemental or unseen entities, playing their part in the general work of the universe, the mind and life of which form a part of the scale between the plane of plant mind and the plane of animal mind, the entities partaking of the nature of both. The plane of animal mind, in its 7 subdivisions, comprises the states and conditions of the entities, beings, or souls animating the animal forms of life familiar to us all. It is not necessary to go into details regarding this kingdom or plane of life, for the animal world is as familiar to us as is our own. The plane of elemental mind C, in its 7 subdivisions, comprises those entities or beings, invisible as are all such elemental forms, which partake of the nature of both animal and human life in a degree and in certain combinations. The highest forms are semi-human in intelligence. The plane of human mind, in its 7 subdivisions, comprises those manifestations of life and mentality which are common to man in his various grades, degrees, and divisions. In this connection, we wish to point out the fact that the average man of today occupies but the 4th subdivision of the plane of human mind, and only the most intelligent have crossed the borders of the 5th subdivision. It has taken the race millions of years to reach this stage, and it will take many more years for the race to move on to the 6th and 7th subdivisions and beyond. But remember that there have been races before us which have passed through these degrees and then on to higher planes. Our own race is the 5th, with stragglers from the 4th, which have set foot upon the path. And then there are a few advanced souls of our own race who have outstripped the masses and who have passed on to the 6th and 7th subdivision, and some few being still further on. The man of the 6th subdivision will be the Superman. He of the 7th will be the Overman. In our consideration of the 7 minor mental planes, we have merely referred to the 3 elemental planes in a general way. We do not wish to go into this subject in detail in this work, for it does not belong to this part of the general philosophy and teachings. But we may say this much. In order to give you a clearer idea of the relations of these planes to the more familiar ones, the elementary planes bear the same relation to the planes of mineral, plant, animal, and human mentality and life that the black keys on the piano do to the white ones. The white keys are sufficient to produce music, but there are certain scales, melodies, and harmonies in which the black keys play their part, and in which their presence is necessary. They are also necessary as connecting links of soul condition, entity states, etc., between the several other planes, certain forms of development being attained therein. This last fact, giving to the reader who can read between the lines a new light upon the process of evolution and a new key to the secret door of the leaps of life between kingdom and kingdom. The great kingdoms of elementals are fully recognized by all occultists, and the esoteric writings are full of mention of them. The readers of Bulwer Zanoni and similar tales will recognize the entities inhabiting these planes of life. Passing on from the great mental plane to the great spiritual plane, what shall we say? How can we explain these higher states of being, life, and mind to minds as yet unable to grasp and understand the higher subdivisions of the plane of human mind? The task is impossible. We can speak only in the most general terms. And how may light be described to a man born blind? How sugar to a man who has never tasted anything sweet? How harmony to one born deaf? All that we can say is that the 7 minor planes of the great spiritual plane, each minor plane having its 7 subdivisions, comprise beings possessing life, mind, and form as far above that of man of today as the latter is above the earthworm, mineral, or even certain forms of energy or matter. The life of these beings so far transcends ours. that we cannot even think of the details of the same. Their mind so far transcends ours that to them we scarcely seem to think, and our mental processes seem almost akin to material processes. The matter of which their forms are composed is of the highest planes of matter. Nay, some are even said to be clothed in pure energy. What may be said of such beings? On the seven minor planes of the great spiritual plane exist beings of whom we may speak as angels, archangels, demigods. On the lower minor planes dwell those great souls whom we call masters and adepts. Above them come the great hierarchies of the angelic host, unthinkable to man. And above those come those who may, without irreverence, be called the gods. So high in scale of being are they, their being, intelligence, and power being akin to those attributed by the races of men to their conceptions of deity. These beings are beyond even the highest flights of the human imagination, the word divine being the only one applicable to them. Many of these beings, as well as the angelic host, take the greatest interest in the affairs of the universe and play an important part in its affairs. These unseen divinities and angelic helpers extend their influence freely and powerfully in the process of evolution and cosmic process. Their occasional intervention and assistance in human affairs have led to the many legends, beliefs, religions, and traditions of the race, past and present. They have superimposed their knowledge and power upon the world again and again, all under the law of the All, of course. But yet, even the highest of these advanced beings exist merely as creations of and in the mind of the All, and are subject to the cosmic processes and universal laws. They are still mortal. We may call them gods if we like, but still they are but the elder brethren of the race, the advanced souls who have outstripped their brethren and who have foregone the ecstasy of absorption by the All in order to help the race on its upward journey along the path. But they belong to the universe and are subject to its conditions. They are mortal, and their plane is below that of absolute spirit. Only the most advanced hermetist are able to grasp the inner teachings regarding the state of existence and the powers manifested on the spiritual planes. The phenomenon is so much higher than that of the mental planes that a confusion of ideas would surely result from an attempt to describe the same. Only those whose minds have been carefully trained along the lines of the Hermetic philosophy for years, yes, those who have brought with them from other incarnations the knowledge acquired previously, can comprehend just what is meant by the teaching regarding these spiritual planes. And much of these inner teachings is held by the Hermetist as being too sacred, important, and even dangerous for general public dissemination. The intelligent student may recognize what we mean by this when we state that the meaning of spirit, as used by the Hermetist, is akin to living power, animated force, inner essence, essence of life, etc., which meaning must not be confounded with that usually and commonly employed in connection with the term, that is, religious, ecclesiastical, spiritual, ethereal, holy, etc., etc. To occultists, the word spirit is used in the sense of the animating principle, carrying with it the idea of power, living energy, mystic force, etc. And occultists know that that which is known to them as spiritual power may be employed for evil as well as good ends in accordance with the principle of polarity, a fact which has been recognized by the majority of religions in their conceptions of Satan, Beelzebub, the devil, Lucifer, fallen angels, etc. And so, the knowledge regarding these planes has been kept in the Holy of Holies in all esoteric fraternities and occult orders, in the secret chamber of the temple. But this may be said here, that those who have attained high spiritual powers and have misused them have a terrible fate in store for them. and the swing of the pendulum of rhythm will inevitably swing them back to the furthest extreme of material existence, from which point they must retrace their steps spiritward along the weary rounds of the path, but always with the added torture of having always with them a lingering memory of the heights from which they fell, owing to their evil actions. The legends of the fallen angels have a basis in actual facts, as all advanced occultists know. The striving for selfish power on the spiritual planes inevitably results in the selfish soul losing its spiritual balance and falling back as far as it had previously risen. But even to such a soul, the opportunity of a return is given. And such souls make the return journey, paying the terrible penalty according to the invariable law. In conclusion, we would again remind you that according to the principle of correspondence, which embodies the truth, as above, so below, as below, so above, all of the seven hermetic principles are in full operation on all of the many planes, physical, mental, and spiritual. The principle of mental substance, of course, applies to all the planes, for all are held in the mind of the all. The principle of correspondence manifests in all, for there is a correspondence, harmony, and agreement between the several planes. The principle of vibration manifests on all planes. In fact, the very difference that go to make the planes arise from vibration, as we have explained. The principle of polarity manifests on each plane, the extremes of the poles being apparently opposite and contradictory. The principle of rhythm manifests on each plane, the movement of the phenomena having its ebb and flow, rise and flow, incoming and outgoing. The principle of cause and effect manifests on each plane, every effect having its cause, and every cause having its effect. The principle of gender manifests on each plane, the creative energy being always manifest and operating along the lines of its masculine and feminine aspects. As above, so below, as below, so above. This centuries-old hermetic axiom embodies one of the great principles of universal phenomenon. As we proceed with our consideration of the remaining principles, we will see even more clearly the truth of the universal nature of this great principle of correspondence.